From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It is estimated that this year, 703,000 people became naturalized American citizens, and the final tally isn't in yet. In this part of our program, we're going to meet five of them, five people who all took the same oath of citizenship and who come from very different backgrounds. Of those 703,000 new Americans, the largest number came from Mexico, people like Nick Marinas. He's had a hard time with the immigration bureaucracy on his way to citizenship, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Nick Marinas lives in a modest pastel green home in Tucson with his wife, two sons, and a chihuahua named Chiquito. Family photos, a cross, and a painting of the Virgin of Guadalupe hang on the wall. Nick's wife, Lupita, cleans the kitchen while Nick shows me photos from his naturalization ceremony in October. In a federal courtroom full of new citizens, he is the only one standing.
I'm guiding them on reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Why did you think that, why did you volunteer to do that?
Because I want to be part of activities, civic activities, and everything that I can contribute to be a complete citizen.
That was not Nick Marinas' intention when he came to the U.S. more than 20 years ago. He just wanted to leave his home in Michoacán to experience the world.
I mean, single and who cares? You want to see what it is over here. It was just like an adventure.
It was easy then to cross the border illegally. Nick says he and a friend hitched a ride with a guy in a pickup truck who drove through a port of entry, no questions asked. He found a job on a southern Arizona ranch, worked hard, made money, put down roots. So he applied for amnesty as an agricultural worker under the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986.
They gave us a work permit for 1 year. And every year we were supposed to report to immigration for an extension.
Nick moved to Tucson and switched jobs, working in an air conditioner factory. Eventually, he left the factory line and became the company's computer technician.
Never missed work. I've never used any drugs. I've never smoked. Never done anything illegal in that regard.
But one day, he got a letter from the government.
It said that I had a conviction for drugs. And because of that, I was denied my extension on the work authorization permit.
He was fired from his job, so he found an immigration lawyer who would help, Gloria Goldman.
Let me see.
8 years ago, in 1998, she filed a Freedom of Information Act request for Nick's record, his rap sheet.
And I finally got the response, and there's no drugs.
That's from the FBI.
Yeah, that's from the FBI, so what more do you need?
Turns out Nick Marinas' name had been put on a convicted drug trafficker's fingerprint card and slipped into his immigration file. To this day, no one knows how. It was a mistake, but his case was closed and the federal immigration system has no regulation, no mechanism to reopen a case. So Nick Marinas did what the most determined Americans do. He went to his congressman.
He kept going between Gloria's office and our office.
Petra Quiroga was an aide for Arizona Representative Jim Colby.
He was very persistent. And many times Nick would show up on a Friday and say, "This is what I've received from them now. What are we going to do about it?"
And he'd check in with me and he'd check in with her. And then I would do something and she would do something.
We sent documents proving that there was no conviction, that it was not me, that the fingerprint checks came back negative.
The case bounced around for 4 more years until the bureaucracy woke up. Early this year, after a judge ordered the case reopened for the second time, the government corrected the mistake. Nick Marinas got permanent residency, a green card. And on the card, there's a kind of acknowledgement of what he's been through.
And it says there, resident since December 1st, 90.
They made his legal residency 16 years retroactive. That meant he could bypass the usual 5-year waiting period for citizenship. He studied and passed the test with ease. Now, as a citizen with a new job, he faces other tests.
This lady asked me, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "I work in an office." She said, "Oh, you clean." I said, "No." "You're a security guard." I said, "No." "Then what do you do?" I said, "I'm a computer technician." And it's really difficult sometimes how you are perceived to be ignorant just because you're Hispanic.
Despite that, and despite years of slogging through red tape to get where he is, Nick says the U.S. offers more opportunity than anywhere else.
To me, this is the best country in the world. It's not perfect, but it's the best country in the world.
Sometimes, he says, he looks at his citizenship papers and can't quite believe they're real. He's got a U.S. passport, and he's registered to vote. But after fighting so long for his right to be here, Nick Marina says it's going to take some time to get used to being, as he puts it, a complete citizen. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.